from Walterboro, South Carolina, in the United States of America. The international broadcast, The Overcomer, with the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. Ladies and gentlemen, proclaiming profoundly, with deep conviction and divine anointing, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Stay tuned now as we carry you into our programming here on the Overcomer radio broadcast, projecting to all mankind everywhere that Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. This is the last generation. Prepare to meet your God. Maranatha. Must be born again, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Except a man be born again, he shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Except a man be born again, he can't see, understand, or even know what you're talking about when you talk about the kingdom of heaven. Have you been born again? We have a book we'd like to offer to you on the heavenly birth, the new birth. It is a magnificent book. It was preached on July 23rd, 1843, at Zion Chapel in London, England. I felt like this book would be very valuable to all of you who are seeking to know and to understand the new birth and what its consequences, blessings, and purposes. I'd like to send it to you free. If you'll pick up the telephone and call
the phone number is 1-843-701-5053.
U.S. code
1-843-701-5053.
Give us your name, your address, your zip code. Tell us what station or frequency you're listening to and ask for the book, The New Birth. Call right now. Give us a radio check. Give us your name, your address, your zip code, and what station or frequency that you're listening to and ask for the book, The New Birth. It's free.
The phone number is 1-843-701-5053.
U.S. code
1-843-701-5053.
Call right now.
The phone number is 1-843-701-5053.
U.S. code
1-843-701-5053.
Don't forget to tell us the station or frequency you're listening to and ask for the book, The New Birth. You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Call right now, and may God bless you. Amen. Can I say that to you again? The men of God are honored and used by God, and all who are eternally grateful for that. But we know, I do, and I know every man of God that's clay in the Master's hand is acutely aware of the fact that he can do nothing without Christ. The Apostle Paul, dealing with that, says, who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? Who is Paul? One plants, the other waters, and God gives the increase. A brother writes, I remember telling someone that I was 99% sure that you, Brother Stair, were a prophet. Later, God convicted me with 1% of doubt could send your soul to hell. This is the man for the hour. You are either with him or against him. With me and against me. So then I realized that if I didn't believe 100% that you're God's man, that I wasn't believing at all. I understood also in concerning this gathering that God is the one that purposed this meeting. At first, God said, you're going down here, you think, because Brother Stair is doing this. But I now know that it was and is God's doing. I understood that just 200 years ago, before this democracy propaganda, with everybody and every creature having rights, if the king's messenger came to your household and gave you a date that you were to be in the king's court, you would be there on that date. And you would send word back to your family when you knew you could return. Otherwise, you would not leave until the king gave you leave. So, with God's help, I will be at the gathering until the king says I should leave. And I'm not referring to you, brother, but I know you're his messenger. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have marveled many times at the happenings that take place on the earth. We find again in one of our tabloids a gigantic page dealing with Nostradamus, Judgment Day warnings. Now, I never have studied Nostradamus. I never have read his books. I have read some of his predictions and prophecies and from friend and foe alike. But there were some interesting things in this particular one. For instance, he goes on and talks about the last days. And he says this, according to the students who studied his prophecies. And I understand that the French spent $1 billion on studying the prophecies of Nostradamus. $1 billion. And Mr. Nostradamus said a statement like this: when the sun is 20 degrees in Taurus, an earthquake, the great city full of people will be shattered. Darkness and trouble will be on land and sea. The people are deserting God and his saints. Now, this prophecy was long believed to refer to the possible destruction of a crowded theater in Paris. But, again, this is a millennium prediction, and it refers to the United States. The sun will enter Taurus later this year, for the first time since 1987. And Nostradamus foresaw the destruction of a great city which lies along the California San Andreas Fault by an earthquake. The computer experts now believe that this prediction means to be Los Angeles, the city of the angels. This is also a weather prediction. Time and again throughout his quotes, Nostradamus refers to bad weather as darkness and trouble, referring to black skies, torrential rains, tornadoes, and hellish ice storms. The prophecy or prediction means, according to these students who have studied this prophecies of Nostradamus with over $1 million or $1 billion, that's a lot of money, it means that America's weather holocaust will keep raging into the new millennium, destroying large areas of the country with fire, floods, and lethal high winds. Wow. He goes on to describe in number 46 prediction, a great misery. The sky will be on fire, a rain of blood, famine, and disease. Mr. Nostradamus says Americans will have deserted God and his saints, and that this will intensify in a meteorologist holocaust because of a nation and a people who have forgotten God. Almighty Yahweh has declared a long time ago, even before Nostradamus, that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. So they're commenting here on a few of Mr. Nostradamus' predictions, some call him prophecy. They just had a study of it, they tell us. Took $5 million and a $1 billion computer to do it. Dr. Pretense, who was one of the computer scientists, believed that one of the predictions that Mr. Nostradamus made was prediction number 89, which he says refers to President Clinton's recent trip to China and warns that the Antichrist got a full report on even the most secret meetings. No doubt about it. The Antichrist is here, my friends. He's on the earth. He is full grown. He is being groomed. And he will be made manifest very, very soon. But most people will believe him to be a fine man. Just like they believe about the Shriners and the Pope of Rome and Billy Graham and all the fine religious leaders and political leaders who are gracing our world scene with their smooth religious techniques in deceiving the masses into a grave in hell for sure. Number 89, the prophet says, two great leaders will become friends. Their powers will be seen to grow. The new land will be at the height of her power. All things are known to the man of blood. And that's the way Mr. Nostradamus put it. The computer scientist tells us that the man of blood refers to the Antichrist, who is here on earth right now. And he already has wealth and power and influence. I believe that. Apparently, by keeping tabs on Clinton's relations with the U.S., he is already preparing for Armageddon and with it, Judgment Day. Another prediction by Nostradamus tells us that the holy prophecy comes true. A horrible war then will follow terrible pestilence. He goes on and says it like this. Neither young nor old nor animal will survive the blood and the fire. As he describes the vision of Armageddon, he goes on and says, in prediction number 74, the games of slaughter, not far from the age of the great millennium, when the dead will come out of their burial places. You can see from these predictions that Nostradamus expected Armageddon, the war of the Antichrist, to occur at the end of the present millennium. And shortly afterward, the dead will rise from their graves to face the day of judgment. Well, immediately after the tribulation of those days, that's when Jesus is going to come. But this all sounds like gloom and doom. Nostradamus knew that righteous people will survive. He goes on to say, courage and faith will bolster you. The Lord of all will help you to survive. The kingdom of heaven opens, and all who will pray will enter freely. He goes on to declare to us that a golden age is coming. To you and I, who believe, it's called the kingdom age. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, the king is coming. We have access to the internet simply because we're on the internet. Incidentally, if you'd like to listen to us on the internet, on a live stream, you can go to our website. The website is www.overcomerministry.com. That's OVERCOMERMINISTRY. The Overcomer Ministry. .com. That's our website. And there's a button there you can click to listen to The Overcomer on a real audio player. Because of the access to the internet, we also have email. And our email address is simply brotherstair@overcomerministry.com. And we hear from a lot of sources and a lot of things. I have spoken to you time and time again about keeping your eyes on Jerusalem. Some time ago, we interviewed Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli reporter. We put out over 1,000 of the books called Traitors. They're all gone now. But Barry wrote about the pollution and the corruption of the Israeli government and how they were selling Israel down the drain. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you must know that that is the status of all governments today. They are not honoring the wishes nor looking out for the needs of their people. Those in power are getting richer and wielding more power and are enslaving slowly but surely the entire population of the world. But Barry went on to tell about how the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Secret Brotherhood and what have you, as well as the Vatican, who influence the circumstance and situation in Israel. And the next great war is surely been predicted by many sources to take place in Israel. We heard about it the other day as we heard the conversation with the young lady who had the vision of the destruction of America. That they're talking about Syria finally moving against Israel. And of course, then there's Iran, there's Lebanon, Iraq. And you can't ignore the Russian bear. Thursday, 7/23/98. The CFR out of the closet. And no doubt about it. The CFR is out of the closet. Remember the date, July 17, 1998, and the place, why the editorial page of the Jerusalem Post, for in that place in time, Henry Sigmund, who according to the Post is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, they threatened Israel with extinction if she doesn't obey American CFR wishes and dictates. The article begins with the thesis that Prime Minister Netanyahu's offer of a 13.1% withdrawal from territory in return for the PLO living up to its signed commitments is a tactic Netanyahu has resorted to repeatedly to camouflage his own government's violation of reciprocity. In other words, the facts that the PLO has not changed its charter to eliminate clauses calling for Israel's violent destruction, nor have they extradited murderers of Israelis, and then went ahead and added 40,000 more policemen than permitted, that should all be ignored, or best of all, forgiven, because Israel is violating the accords by not giving in until the PLO lives up to its bargain. Isn't that something? Well, the gentleman who sent this to me says skip the rest of this stupid analysis and get to the threats of what the CFR will arrange unless Israelis do what they are told. Apocalypse will come in May 1999 when the deadline for the Oslo Accord is reached. what will follow is a sudden downward spiral that will return the regions of the conflict and the violence that characterized it for nearly half a century. Herr Sigmund warns that the situation is similar to the days prior to the CFR-ignited Yom Kippur War, which was a disaster brought on by a diplomatic freeze, boastful self-confidence, contempt for the Arab adversary, and a nation which follows its leaders into destructive apathy. This time, the war plan for Israel will be much uglier, given the imminent proliferation of missiles and weapons of mass destruction. And once Israel is turned to rubble, Israelis will have no one to blame but themselves. But there is a way out, is there not? Israel is a democracy, and thus the Knesset can oust the prime minister. Now, in the final paragraph, the dire threat if Netanyahu isn't removed from office. They have not done so, and will therefore have claims on others in dealing with the failure's consequences. You cannot repudiate U.S. diplomatic efforts in the name of Israeli democracy and then demand that the U.S. intervene in a conflict triggered by that repudiation in order to save the Middle East only democracy. Well, there you have it. The head of the notorious CFR Task Force, July 1997, which demands Israel's withdrawal to its 1948 borders everywhere, including in Jerusalem. If you don't toe the line, get prepared for the end and don't expect us to bail you out. I had previously considered that since Netanyahu was groomed by the CFR, that he was in their pockets. I now acknowledge that he's in the midst of a deadly tumble with his former bosses and will need all the support. You keep your eyes on Jerusalem, friends. The city itself, very soon, is going to be surrounded with armies. And when you see Jerusalem come past, surrounded with armies, know you, therefore, that the desolation, the abomination that maketh desolate won't be far behind. The countdown to the end will begin, and these will be the days of vengeance that all things written shall be fulfilled. And he shall send Jesus, whom the heavens must retain until the restitution of all things shall be fulfilled that was written by the holy prophets since the world began. And he will send Elias, who shall restore all things. We are on the brink of the greatest end time happenings, events, and fulfilled scriptures, climaxing in the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ that men have ever witnessed since the day that the Virgin gave birth to the Messiah and the angels shouted, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." The beginning and the end of our Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. He shall come with the shout of an angel, the trump of God, and we shall rise to meet him in the air. But before all these things, we shall witness the terrible, terrible time of Satan's wrath and raging upon the face of the earth. The time is near. Saying of God, children of the King, now is your salvation nearer than when you first believed. Maranatha.